The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, September 1st, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. If you're searching for a clear, unbiased, science-based view of how to slow your aging, decrease illness, lose weight, maintain fitness, and optimize your nutrition, all with a hint of humor, Vital Health Radio may be your home base. 45 years of my own practice of living a life focused on nutrition and lifestyle. I have deep studies in the science of health and counseling thousands of clients over my 45 years as founder of Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World. And again, joining me is my really popular, unbelievable podcaster, Waffle House connoisseur, Clint Powell.
You got to be honest with you. I don't have my bio. I need a bio now. You've got me, you know, you just gave me your whole history right there.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I said,
I get Waffle House. Okay. That seems fair. I get. And that's who I am. And Clint. Here's Clint. I'm the humor. I'll be the humor.
Well, that is true. And you are awesome as a feedback sponge on the other side.
And let's be honest, the one thing I can do, I feel I contribute, my little small contribution, is I do get to ask questions that just the normal person coming off the street would ask.
Absolutely.
Because that's important. Because sometimes, and you know this, you're so studied, you tend to go rabbit hole, and you can talk, get lost in a topic, and I get to go, how does that affect my knee joints?
Well,
and you go, oh, yeah, let's get...
The biggest thing is I assume people know things that, of course, they can't
because
they've not spent 4.5 decades
doing what I do. Well, they've got other stuff to do. Yeah, they got a life. They got what they're good at in life. Yeah, so... Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm juggling over here being the funny guy.
Hey, well, talking about struggling has nothing to do with health. Okay. I loved your explanation of your podcast that you did today on Crimecast.
Mm, yeah, the one I did. David Roddy was out today, and I had attorney buddy Lee Davis, who, if anybody's in Chattanooga over of any age of all, Lee Davis is the defense attorney, one of the best in the South. And his stories are fascinating. And we did one today. If you're listening to this, it's out now. It is the triple murders, the Valentine's Day triple murders in Bradley County from 1999. And fantastic story. And Lee does a great job every time it comes on. So you can just go hear that at crimecast.com.
I got cold chills. You telling me about it.
Yeah.
I mean, history is so interesting when you go back and you have all the details once it's all finished.
Oh, 100%.
And how unfair this woman was treated in the legal system.
But you get somebody like Lee and I've used Lee for some other stuff and referred him to some friends. But that's why you want somebody like him. I need somebody that can speak the legal language. Mm-hmm. And standing between me and whatever's in front of me.
Yes.
I don't have a cape. Well, I can't wear a cape on that one.
And that's where being poor really sucks. Because you can't afford a legal.
Tell me about it. Well, I can. I just have to make payments to other people that loan me the money to pay people.
I'm glad you know him in case. So when I do get in trouble, you can put a word in for me.
Oh, absolutely. He's the man.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? He is the man. But thank you.
Back in the news, ketamine and Matthew Perry.
Oh, I saw that.
Man. Wow.
People are arrested.
Yes. So first off, I do ketamine. I do it every other week. You know I'm here.
But when this came out, I want to give you credit. Yeah. When this came out, you said almost up front, this is a case of it not taken appropriately. It was not administered by professionals. It was treated more like an illicit drug off the street than the drug how you take it. So you kind of called BS on
early.
There is something wrong with this because that should not happen. There was no supervision there.
No, Charles at, what's the name of the place I go to? Scenic City Neurotherapy. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, voice with no microphone. That's fantastic. Who may be a guest in the show sometime today. That's why you're...
Ooh.
God's voice sounds a lot like a female. Where's that place I go?
That's fantastic.
I needed help some moments, Clint. So just,
but you,
I call, am older than you.
You called this, though. You kind of called it. Yeah.
And Charles was on Channel 3, who owns the clinic that I go to. I've had almost 76 IVs over a period of 3 years. Started it because I wanted to help my pain in my hips. Modestly helped that. But it's just so great for what we call neuroplasticity, is the ability of the brain to transfer information. Well, a lot of us fear a lot of diseases, but I think the number one probably is cancer. Number two, right at it, is memory loss and losing who we think we are with age. And it, despite the fact I had to ask that question, Clint, I do admit that my mental state is probably as sharp as it's been in 15 years. But again, going through divorce and having a lot of hard times does dull our brain.
Well, and none of this prevents the eventual. Anyway,
yeah, it does.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, it does. Yeah,
I didn't know you were living forever. My bad. That's my fault. I thought we all, none of us get out of this alive.
Everyone does, but me. I'm the only person who figured out the keys to this plane of existence and not leaving.
Okay. Well, I'm going to introduce you to this thing called the Bible, but keep going,
okay,
sir.
All right.
You weren't the first, but keep going. You know, now that you're an everlasting spirit,
time will prove it all.
That's exactly right. Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, I did a Instagram on Coke, and that one sold at the Mexican grocery store.
Yeah.
I got an interesting reply on the YouTube. This video, I think, has hit 300,000 or 400,000. I don't know. You know my numbers better than I know my numbers, Clint.
Yeah, it's done very well.
Well, this person sent a reply back under the YouTube and said, I am sorry to tell you this. I live in Mexico, and they are starting to eliminate the Cokes with sugar and replacing them with corn syrup. I said, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe that. So even the influences of corrupt food manufacturers are even in Mexico.
This is a serious question. I don't know. This is where I get to contribute as a novice. Do you think is that a cost-effective thing? Do you think it's more cost-effective to do
by
the corn
far.
Syrup than the sugar?
Yes. You can make sweetener out of, well, just imagine how much corn you see growing in this country. How many sugar canes do you see growing? None, because they're far more isolated. You can grow corn almost anywhere, and you can make sugar out of it.
Okay, I didn't know if there was a reason.
Yes, absolutely. I saw a really interesting YouTube 2 days ago by Dr. Abs, and it's this doctor who said he went and looked at research from the 60s where they went into nursing homes, and he explained the fact that you can't do studies like this now because there's too much medical liabilities. But in the 60s, there wasn't. You could kind of do what you wanted. So they go into this nursing home, average age of 87 years old, and they apply testosterone to the faces in liquid form to the men and women.
Okay.
They said in 1 year, they did a study for like 2 years. In 1 year, the average regeneration of skin took them back 20 years in their face. And they showed pictures of these people where they did a placebo. They did half their face in testosterone. The other half was a fake testosterone. Absolutely incredible.
Wow.
So I'm going to be the guinea pig. I'm getting some testosterone. I'm going to rub it on my face. So if my muscles of the face change, then
be all jacked up from the neck up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like jawline shredded,
and you know you'll be number two. Then if you see me do that, you'll be getting.
I got a beard. I cover it up. I cover the ugly up. That's what I do. There we go.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Hey, learning RX, pretty interesting. Our pediatrician at Nutrition World will Dr. Litwin recommends this place for kids who have learning disabilities, ADD, and some other issues. And they're going to be speaking at Nutrition World at September 7th. You can go to nutritionw.com under events to sign up. It's free. Very interesting. I've looked into it. A very interesting concept for that. And also health fair. I know it's early on, but October 26th, the biggest
it's gonna
thing
be massive.
That happens in Chattanooga with regard to health of anybody. We have about 65 vendors. And Adam came up with a great idea today talking to Mandy at Optimize U. I really rolled with it. He came up and said they want Optimize U. They want three of their practitioners to do 15-minute lectures down at our yoga retreat downstairs. And what we can do is we'll post what they're going to speak on. And I said, why don't we fill the whole day with experts? These experts can all have 15 minutes, and it'll be all different topics of health. every topic you can imagine. And you pick and choose. You want to pop down there and listen to somebody speak about how to make your joints better or how to improve your, you know, not have menopausal symptoms. You can come down at, say, you know, 10:15 to 10:30. Mm. So that'll be part of the health fair at on that October 26th date.
Okay.
Did hyperbaric this morning at Oxygen Health Spa.
How'd that go?
Brandon, went wonderful. And the reason I did was because 1 hour of that's equal to 4 hours of sleep. And I didn't get quite enough sleep last night, and I knew I had to be here sharp with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's really hard to be on your level.
Oh, yeah.
Your level is
yeah.
exceedingly
You have to
high.
Carry the show, dude. You can't just...
Pretty much.
If you're not on your game, this thing goes down.
On the game.
Like a plane into the mountains, dude.
Don't say that to me. Not plane. That's a bad analogy.
Really?
Yeah.
I used it because of you. You would get it.
People ask me, you know, have you seen all these channels with that show all these plane wrecks and plane crashes? I said, I don't watch any of those. They never enter my mind.
No, I can't watch injuries for sports. I hate that
stuff. Oh, really?
Oh, it drives me insane. Like especially like knees and stuff going backwards playing rugby. And no, thank you.
Yeah.
I've had them happen to me, but I don't want to go watch other people. It's disgusting.
It feels like it's going to increase my odds for some reason.
Yeah, well, I take it back then.
So
I take it back.
Blood work will be August 30th from 8 to 11 at Nutrition World. That is humongously important for your future health. You can come and we'll be at the store from 8 to 11. Come in fasting if you are questioning whether you should or shouldn't. Just don't eat breakfast that morning. And you can learn about this at nutritionw.com under blood testing. We have a great video that explains it. It empowers you for your own health. I don't know if you saw this, Clint, where we posted from Dr. Kurt Deering, the clinical pharmacist we had last week.
Okay.
We posted it on, I think, Facebook.
Oh,
we did. Facebook
and
Instagram.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Some short ones, and then we did one long one that had some of his explanations of, talked about his 30-year career as a clinical pharmacist about the serious problems in the industry of medicine. And that is obvious to people who've kind of fallen under or fallen into the medical system.
Oh, well, our next guest will talk a little bit about her struggles coming from being in the medical, trusting just the medical world for all her solutions.
Yep. You know, if I have a broke leg or need hips, I just pretty much have to put my trust in probably to a single entity. That's different than being sick or ill and chronic in different ways. It just is. And lastly, went to Portofino's last night, and it is official.
You got your drink?
The drink is on the menu.
Attaboy.
Edward J's tequila elixir. And I did a little video that's on Instagram.
Awesome.
And it was pretty interesting. I had one too many last night, so I kind of remember it, but I don't know for sure. But Tony came over, the proprietor, and he is excited. He did say that a few people didn't like it, and the reason is because they like sugar drinks. If you like sugar drinks, it's not going to be your sugar drink. But what it does is allow you to not gain weight and not have a hangover
now,
and not feel bad.
I haven't looked at it, but do they have the little healthy little thing beside it? You know, sometimes you can go to places.
I know.
They should put the little no sugar or healthy drink version so people know that this you may be giving up a little bit of your addictive taste for something that tastes pretty good, but is actually healthy for
you. That's a good point. I'll make sure I tell Tony to consult with you next time he does the menu.
There's no reason to be hateful about it. I was just trying to help.
All right. No, you're right. When it has the healthy little logo, you tend to already know you're going to compromise a little bit of taste.
Absolutely. Or helping size, depending on what it is. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. But again, Portofino on Ringo Road, that you live in East Ridge.
I do, and I go there. I love that place.
Oh, do you? Question is, you sit upstairs or down?
I've done both.
Okay.
If I'm with my kid or something, we'll go upstairs or I'll go on the deck. If it's me, I'll just walk in and sit at the bottom floor.
Pretty cool building.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Interesting.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Yep. All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, got an interesting story from Catherine from Nutrition World about her health journey. And I learned so much from listening to others, watching others go through their ups and downs with health. It's one of the reasons after 45 years, I've got a lot of stories about what worked and doesn't work. So that plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer? We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, and back with my partner, Clint Powell. And you know, Clint, you said a couple months ago you thought it'd be quite interesting and educational to have kind of stories from some of the staff members of Nutrition World. And I know normally, like, that may not be in some commodity businesses something would be of interest. But the reason I love people's stories in regard to natural health is it generally everybody has a turning point. The turning point means they've accepted certain concepts of health, or they're just going with momentum, and some occurrence happens that gives them the ability to actually be educated, open their eyes, open their views of maybe not always believing everything we've been told in order to manage some of their difficulties. And today we have Catherine from Nutrition World. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. You have been with me now for how long?
It was a year in March, almost a year and a half.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, I know everybody's story at Nutrition World, and everybody in life has a story, but almost everyone at Nutrition World of the 37 employees has something that happened to them, whether it be several small events or one big one that kind of forced them into another way of thinking. I know with you, Catherine, you really, really believe in holistic health, nutritional support, emotional cleansing and balancing with different activities and techniques that you have embraced yourself over the years, not just a year, but many years. So I know I'm not going to speak for you, but I know there was a lot period of time you worked very hard building a business, lots of stress, not enough rest, raising family. And so where was this point for you where kind of a breaking point that something had to change or else you knew bad things were going to happen?
Yes, actually, I would say most of my life, I've pretty much lived a healthful life. I would say that was instilled in me from my mom and my dad, both and eating well, eating healthy. They didn't really keep junk food in the house. Or my dad was a big advocate of vitamins, and we made fun of him when we were younger. We're like, oh, Dad, we don't need that.
Oh, really? You know?
Yeah. And then I guess I would take like multivitamins and things throughout my 20s. But and yes, I started in the restaurant business in my 20s, and that lifestyle was probably not the healthiest lifestyle. Meaning like late nights, you know, wine tastings, sampling every kind of food and drink, and you know, training on all that. But overall, I would say I was very aware of what I put in my body.
Even, you know, back then?
Even then, just drinking enough water and then eating fruits and vegetables, you know, what my parents taught me, you know, that kind of thing. And then I would do the occasional multivitamin and that kind of thing. But I would say there was a point where after leaving the restaurant business, after my divorce, that was back in probably 2010, 2011. I at that point, leading up to it, I had struggled with postpartum depression and different attention deficit issues, like focus issues. So I was placed on different pharmaceutical drugs.
So you were going to doctors at this time.
I was. Normal people, absolutely. People. And that's what I was actually encouraged that my whole life. You know. You know. So I was going to doctors, and I believed everything you know they said, and like, what's wrong with me? And they told me, and I was like, okay, you must be right. So I would take the pill, then this must fix it, you know? So I was actually on Adderall for almost 18 years.
Wow, 18?
18 years of my life. And I was on like several different antidepressants, going through different things just to see what would work. And all of them having different side effects, you know? But I would say Adderall, it helped me as far as getting things done and having motivation. But it on some level, it changed me. It's like it changed my personality. It changed, like, on some level, eventually, I feel like it stole my soul.
That's powerful.
Yeah. How did it change you, though? You say on a, because that sounds like a pretty DNA personality change.
I noticed my breathing was more shallow when I was on it. It made my heart race. It made my anxiety go up. It made me want to smoke cigarettes and drink, which I did a lot of, you know. It made me.
Did you keep your sense of humor?
No, actually.
Ooh, good question.
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. I felt out of touch with myself. It disconnected me from myself.
See, and you've said three very powerful things that would have to be people listening who either have gone through this or have people who have.
Yeah.
That's pretty dang descriptive of what you just said.
Yes.
So what happened at that point? When did this start? When did you start waking up to the fact that, oops, this might not be the right path to regain my health?
When did that happen? That happened later, after I'd been on it for many years. But in the beginning, I loved it. I thought it had been the best thing that happened to me because it gave me motivation. I was more focused. I could actually organize things, which I'd never been able to do because the way my brain is wired. I was able to make a list of 20 things and actually do every single one of them that day.
That's kind of the catch, though, isn't it?
It
I
is.
Mean, and before, I know you're about to get into the story you changed and went more holistic, but you do get hooked on the, okay, I'm focused. And so I've got to have that. As soon as I take that pill, I know I'm going to get my to-do list done. I'm going to feel good about myself. And now there's a trade-off, though. because it seems like it was eroding at the same time. It's also eroding the foundation of everything else.
Yes.
Now you're smoking and you're drinking.
Yes.
It's all these other things that you don't really associate at the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And to that, like when you asked earlier about how it changed myself, like it made me more chatty. I was more vocal. I would call friends I hadn't talked to. I was more outgoing. I would do things. I would do things that I wouldn't normally do. Like you know, it just made me have I felt good. It was a drug.
When did it start getting bad, though? When did you start saying, I need a different approach than just taking the pills?
It got bad when if I ran out, I felt like I couldn't function without it. Mm. And then I would search to find it somehow. I would call my doctor. Mm. And then I started to see how adamant I was. Oh. I was like, almost like demanding like a prescription, like even if I had lost it or something, like I would freak out. Uh-huh. You know, it was like a part of me. It was started to become like my precious, you know, like Lord of the Ring. Yeah. You know, but it got to a point where a few times I tried to quit because I thought it would be easy, and then that's when it started to scare me.
Oh yes,
because I couldn't quit.
How did you quit? How did you finally get off this?
I probably didn't do it the best possible route. Mm-hmm. I did it myself.
Now, were you, at the time you're trying to get off, were you also incorporating a lot of the holistic practices that you know and I know?
After like the third time, yes. The first and second time, no. Because I thought I could do it myself. I was just going to try it, you know. And then it sent me into adrenal fatigue. I did not get out of bed. Oh. I did not want to see people. It made me depressed. It was like the opposite end of the spectrum.
And we're still talking Adderall now.
We're talking about Adderall.
And this is coming off point when you're trying to get off.
Yes,
of
when
it.
I'm coming off, I had no energy. Like it's like my adrenals were completely drained because of the constant stimulation.
Well, it's an amphetamine, and that's what it does. Is it pushes the adrenals?
Absolutely. And so I was okay at that point, just kind of being reserved and kind of in my hole for a little bit because I had lived an external life for so long. I wanted that hermit phase, I think, too. But I got to a point where I actually came to Nutrition World. Oh. And this was a few years ago. I don't know exactly how many, maybe four years ago. And I ran into Brandon.
Okay.
And I remembered him from a school I had attended at Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Brandon, you went to Soha, you know? Is that you? You know, you're like, oh, yeah. So we connected. And then I had asked him for advice on a couple things around the store. And then he said he was taking consultations. And so, because I wanted to go more in depth. Mm-hmm. I knew I needed support.
You knew something had to change.
I did, but at that point I was very timid about like which direction to go in. I didn't want to go see another doctor. I knew that.
Okay, you knew that.
I was like, I crossed that off because I didn't trust him at this point.
Yep.
Because after so many years of them saying you need this and all the side effects, it just led me down a dark path. It was horrible. I was not myself. I was desperate to feel like Catherine again.
And to feel in control.
To feel in control and to feel happy about life again and just you know, to feel my authentic self again. I felt so disconnected. Yeah. So anyways, I went in and I had scheduled an appointment with Brandon and sat with him and he put me on a protocol. You know, I can tell you the things right now, what it is. But I'll tell you, it really... not instantly help, but I would say weeks, months into it. It took about actually a year for me to start feeling back to myself.
What you did, I don't know individually, but people who try to come off of pharmaceuticals, antidepressants, Adderalls, we've already rewired the body and brain somewhat through the use of the drugs. Well, we have to support that through the use of nutraceuticals in order for that to find its new rewiring. And just hoping is not the best answer. You have to supply something like, I know you take a good level of nutrients as I do.
Yes.
And those are not just to create lack of, you know, it's not just fixing deficiencies. This is actually therapeutic to help the body grow something that's kind of broken.
Would you do me a favor? Because I know we have it's radio. We have time limits.
Sure.
I want to hear about what you're doing now.
Like, absolutely.
What is your habits now? What are you taking now? How's that mindset? And how do you feel in your own skin now compared to then?
I would say I feel better in my own skin than I've ever felt in my life right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Your whole life?
I mean, there's still room for improvement right now, but still.
For all of us. Yes.
For all. Probably always will feel that way.
Absolutely.
But I would say right now, like, just the self-awareness of, first of all, and this is like, we have to be honest with ourselves, you know, pull in that mindfulness and self and ask ourselves in our gut.
So
be
really
honest.
You did some inward journey.
Absolutely.
For sure. Yes.
Yeah. And the coursework in Atlanta with, and then different types of therapists and trauma coaching, and different types of, you know, just inward meditation and prayer, just really helped me be just like gut honest with myself about what the path I wanted to take.
See, the authentic and Catherine.
Absolutely.
Not the one that the world tended to form.
I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to be like, and not just that, I knew that I was going through a lot of this because I would be helping others in the future.
There you go. And you certainly do. Nutritionally, not that that's the whole thing, but as far as the foods you eat, the nutrients you take, you're doing what?
Yes.
Now?
So I'm taking, definitely like water and electrolytes. That's key for me. Saffron, whether it's in the mood stasis or in another form with B vitamins, like the methylated B.
Because saffron's been tested to be equal to Prozac in many studies.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Good.
I would say that I'm doing that in the place of an antidepressant.
There you go.
So I love it. You know, I stopped taking it for a little bit and I saw how much it helped, and I got right back on it because it's a gift from nature. It's amazing.
With zero side effects.
Zero side effects. Ashwagandha. That has done wonders for me. I'll never stop taking ashwagandha.
Same here.
If there's one thing I think for me.
Do you take that, Glenn?
I took it for about 30 days.
Okay, well, that's all you needed, Clint.
Yeah,
so it fixed
I'm
you permanently.
Fixed. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yeah. That tick.
Yeah.
Now B vitamins you're taking B's.
The methyl care
because of the thing we call MTHFR, a gene that 60% of the people have, and this helps to balance that gene.
Yes.
So that, and then food wise, you're eating what kind of categories like protein.
Well, as far as like the focus for my Adderall goes, the form replacement, of Adderall is like the focus are the collagen, the amino mind. That's been the amazing for my brain. Like the brain fog's gone.
I tend to not think of that often enough when I recommend it. It is a liquid version. Have you ever taken that, Clint?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's actually made
collagen,
by the people who make the BioSculpt, the collagen liquid that I did before my hip replacement and after for recuperation. Mm-hmm. But they came out with this product that's liquid for building the brain's neuron connectiveness. And you can feel it almost on dose one.
Yeah. I felt it like open up like my brain, like the skies parted, like the third day.
Really?
The third day, I just was like, boom. Maybe day two I felt a little, but day three is really when I felt, and I take that every morning.
Wonderful.
But as far as food goes, you know, I try to do a higher protein.
Okay.
You know, of course, not always, you know, love my carbs, but.
Asking you this, then we'll have to wind it down.
Yeah.
I know, and I talk about this for 40 plus years, if you have brain chemistry that tends to lean toward ADDs and those things, too many carbs will trigger that in some people. Does it do that for you?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So I'm aware of it. It's I'm a foodie at heart, you know. It's hard for me to not, because I just being in the restaurant business and artists, you know, I just love all the options.
I love your story, Catherine, because I mean, I've learned things that I did not know, even though I've been here with you for 2 years. And the fact that I think people, when they hear exactly what you are going through, and you use some very eloquent words to describe the how you kind of fell into the ADD and the symptoms you had that I think will resonate with people. So anything else you'd like to say before we close it out?
No, I mean, I mean, there's so much more to the story, but just if there's anything I can do to help anyone else that has that.
There you go. And see, that's what I like.
I really feel when anyone comes in and says that they're on it and they're trying to get off, my heart just goes out to them. Mm-hmm. And I know what that feels like. That journey is really hard. It's painful. It's frustrating.
Well, I know without even asking, because I get this, I've done one of the things in 4.5 decades, that a week hardly goes by that someone doesn't say, it was meant for me to come in and talk to you, talking about me. And I know that's happened to you.
Absolutely.
It's happened to the people at Nutrition World. In fact, Dr. Kurt Deering, the one we had on last week, just this morning said, I've already been at the store 1 week and I've had three people say, this is not coincidence. I needed someone like you, and what a feeling that gives.
I hear that at least once a week.
Wonderful. Well, you are at the store 5 days a week, and you are a great, you're not what we call the health coach, but you're also, you are a health spokesman. You are a health expert. I call you certainly that after these years of experience, especially personally. So people who want to talk to you about those personal stories, because they feel the same ways, please come in and ask for Catherine.
Yes.
You're here. You work 40 hours a week.
Yeah, I'm there almost every day.
Almost every day. All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I got a lot of empowering notes. I've worked hard to develop, as you see, about an inch and a half of papers here, Clint. Clint's looking at them like he would look at a waffle at the Waffle House.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
Not at all. Trust me. Not even a little bit.
That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, back with my crazy partner, Clint Powell. Mm-hmm. Tell people how they can access Vital Health Radio, both on the radio and on the podcast platforms.
Well, it's on 98.1 The Lake every Sunday at 9 o'clock. But then on Tuesdays, you can find it on your favorite podcast platform. Just look for the Vital Health Radio Download. Yep. And then you can listen to it. It's destination listening. You can listen to it and pause as you want to.
Perfect, perfect. I love my Oura Ring, O-U-R-A. I've talked about it so many times. It manages my sleep by giving me 92% as accurate information as a sleep study in a hospital for my REM, my deep, my oxygen, my pulse. Predicted all five of my COVID cases, told me when I was well afterwards. But this was very interesting. This was something off of Reddit from a person who said, just a note about my Oura Ring. I found out I was pregnant 3 weeks ago, and my Oura Ring picked it up immediately with all my higher normals, the temps, the heart rate, the respiratory rate, and low HRV. Well, midweek this week, my Oura Ring stats started trending back towards pre-pregnancy rates. I called my doctor for an HCG test, and the numbers came back low, but the doctors assured me everything was normal. The day my temp dropped below baseline, I started miscarrying. I felt so dismissed by my doctors, but in a way, I'm so grateful that the Oura Ring warned me. I was honestly knew then that it was coming. The ring seems to be more accurate than my own OBGYN.
What is your HRV rate usually?
Not good.
Okay, fine.
It's because of birthdays. That's what everyone says. But Adam told me today.
But what is yours normally? Is it
20? 20.
Oh, mine's about the same. Mine's between 17 and 30.
Okay.
On a good day, it'll be in the 30s.
Okay.
On an average day, I'm in the low 20s. On bad days, I'm in the teens. The other day, I was a 3.
No.
Oh, I got a number of 2s and 1s and 3s the last month. Yes.
Well, HRV is heart rate variability, and it has to do with the healthiness of your autonomic nervous system and how it's fueling your heartbeat. You think that a heartbeat that's healthy is boom, 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 boom. It's not. A heartbeat that is healthy is one that adapts to every bit of your environment second by second. Mm-hmm. So it goes bim, boom, 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 boom. That's healthy if it's doing it based on what it's trying to achieve as far as balance. So heart rate variability. Adam told me today he started doing zone 2 training. What is zone 2? Zone 2 training is where you are able to carry a conversation but are winded. It's not easy, but you can still do it. That means you're not running, you're not sprinting. And he said he started doing zone 2, and I know this is crazy. He has an Oura Ring. His heart rate variability last week was 100.
Oh, well, and that was I know people in their 70s and 80s. 60s,
well,
pretty good.
The thing was, his was 60s before he started doing zone 2 training. Mm. He says the zone 2 is what's made it go.
Wow. Well.
But again, you know, there's no...
How long is he doing the training, though? How long is that
he
duration?
He only said about 10 to 15 minutes.
Just every day?
Every day.
Okay.
Yeah, every day. I don't know if he's doing the bike or I think rowing machine is what he said. Sleeping, this was interesting.
Machine.
Sleeping with a weighted blanket. You ever slept with a weighted blanket? Yeah? No? Well, you're looking like there's something wrong with that, Clint.
No, I'm waiting for your, you know, pearls of wisdom.
You don't know about a weighted blanket?
I do, yeah.
Anxiety, people with anxiousness, even children.
Yeah, it's like being in a hug.
Yeah, part of it's being in a hug. It's actually All this goes down, if you distill it down, to reducing fear and anxiety. And fear is, of course, you know, a place of uncertainties.
Yeah.
And we have more uncertainties today probably in this world we're living in than almost any other time in history, except maybe down, you know, if you lived in an Amazon jungle, I would imagine it'd be pretty fearful with all the people, predators. But sleeping with a weighted blanket leads to 26% increase in serotonin levels,
wow,
which enhances the mood and relaxation. That says a lot, because that shows you the value, one, of deep sleep. Because if you're, it's not saying it, but it is helping you sleep deeper. I've used them. They are quite warm. Is the only thing.
Yeah, I don't do warm well.
You don't. I know you don't. Nope. We have to have a freaking fan. I had to get my coat out the other day when we were talking.
Yeah, between the monsters under the bed and me leaving my foot out, I'll take the monsters. I put my foot out all the time. I don't care if they're under the bed. Come get it.
Well, you would love my refrigerated water that's on my bed, because I have one of those pads.
So you have a heated weighted blanket with water?
I don't
water.
Have a weighted blanket. I've had one before. I don't have it now.
Okay.
But I love my cooling pad.
Yeah, that's what my pillow is what gets me. I need a cooling pillow.
You do.
I do.
You
I don't know if they make nature. Those, but I need those.
Here is the list for people who really want to know what we probably will die from. And again, heart disease is going to kill about 80% of us before anything else. So heart disease is preventable in most cases. This is why I get aggravated, though, because physicians are not testing the right parameters. They're testing lipid panel, which is cholesterol and triglycerides, and HDL, LDL. That is not what's causing heart disease and plaque. It's ApoB, lipoprotein A. Insulin has some role to play in that. So there are other tests that need to be done. Again, okay. We're doing blood testing this, last Friday of this month at Nutrition World.
So what's going to kill us?
Heart disease.
Oh, it's that's
kill
it.
You. Okay, 80%. Okay. Now, but here's the other 20%.
All right, let's hear it.
Cancer will be number 2.
Of course.
Unintentional injury is 3. Stroke is 4. Chronic lower respiratory diseases. That would be from emphysemas and those kind of diseases. Alzheimer's would be number 6. Diabetes, kidney, and then liver. And COVID is at the very bottom of that whole list of the top 10 reasons. Now, that's only because the first round of COVID created such deaths. That doesn't do that anymore.
Well, I'm wondering also on the COVID and under the lung stuff, I wonder how much of that is caused by flu and pneumonias and
yes.
stuff.
Yes. Oh, it is. Yes.
That are kind of lumped into different things. If,
totally.
You know, if you get lung stuff.
Totally,
you know,
totally yeah. agree. Interesting study that came out in about 2 months ago, antibiotics and how they increase the bowel cancer rates. It shows that research with women who used antibiotics for 2 months or more were at an increased risk of developing polyps. But those who used the drugs for 4 months in their 20s and 30s had a 36% increase in polyps. And among women who used drugs long-term, the risk increased to 70%. So antibiotics disturbing the microbiome. And, of course, I don't know, and who does know, if they had replaced those good bacteria after the antibiotics, I don't know what would have happened. But I would guess that that rate would have gone down.
Yeah.
And people think, oh, I'm going to eat a cup of yogurt. That Dr. Sharaskin, who wrote she's a gastroenterologist, said it takes 1 year to rebuild the microbiome from one solid round of antibiotics. So, interesting, the European Union, finally, some of the things that our industry's preached for 40 years is coming to fruition, but they are going to ban all amalgam use, which is mercury fillings, starting in January of 2025 in dentistry. This country will eventually have to do that, but they'll do it in the sneaky methods they do everything, which slowly, silently let it creep out like we have better materials, instead of saying, well, you know, we should have known better, but we didn't. But then that, of course, creates liabilities.
Yeah, but I don't know. Sometimes you can only do what you know.
But we knew this in the 70s and 60s, Clint.
So my mouth is full of...
Is it full of it?
Oh, it's full.
Your mouth is full of
I am full of whatever that is, those fillings.
Like how many?
Oh, 5, 6.
Okay.
Easy.
Guess whose mouth is not full of it? You're looking at him. I went down to Dr. Brawley in 1981, went into this dentist. He's now, I'm sure, passed away because he was very old at the time, which was 60. I'm now 67. And I said, I have 5 fillings of mercury, and I want them out. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do it. Well, So I go sit down in the chair, and I said, this was when I was worse.
Did he fill it with asbestos after that? Is that what he
absolutely did?
Replaced it?
No. What I did was, I was so neurotic about things, worse than I am now, I said, I don't want any Novocaine. I want you to fix all five of my fillings with no Novocaine, no painkillers or anything. He said, what? I said, yep, I don't want it. So he removed all five, and it was something when that little nerve got hit, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, I've had two fillings without Novocaine.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, but he did all five at once.
Yeah.
He had no idea that you're supposed to use a dam. He had no idea you're supposed to use the suction method. I did, so I actually educated him on how to remove mercury fillings.
Yeah, wow.
So I'm a better person than you, I guess.
Yeah, okay, well. You're really on a roll of making me feel special today. I feel very important when I'm in your presence.
Have you ever done the Heimlich maneuver on anybody?
No.
Okay, I did it once on my ex-wife at a restaurant in Atlanta. And I'm not going to say anything ugly. I know you want me to, but I'm not. Clint tries to get me into corners and troubles.
I think the hand motions I was giving you was, move along, sir. Different podcast.
No, listen, what I'm going to say, this is valuable. I saw a YouTube video on how to do this. We all need to look at this video because I was in a French restaurant with my daughter, my wife's mother, and all of a sudden my wife, who talks incessantly, couldn't speak. She was like, I stood her up. I put my hands around her. A big hot dog came flying out onto the floor. This physician stood up and said, that is one good job you just did on a Heimlich maneuver. And
awesome.
I've
been in the restaurant when my ex-wife had to do that. She's a nurse.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was an older lady that was choking. It was a family table, used to be in East Ridge on Ringo Road.
Oh, yeah.
And it was my favorite places. And she was Sunday after church. And all of a sudden, everybody went nuts. I'm like, she can't breathe. She can't breathe. She gets up. She goes over. She checks her. Stands her up two or three times. Pops it out. No one in that family thanked her when they left.
Really?
The people that owned the restaurant came by and paid for our lunch because none of them, except for the lady herself, and I kept thinking they thought they were close to getting the wheel because she was like 80, and I was like, my ex threw a damper on their plans, and I was like, no one said thank you. What kind of butt heads are they? Yeah, but no.
Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, a couple words of wisdom and a little bit more good empowering of your health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all. Each week, tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with NutriWorld, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And again, I keep going back to the Stoic information and readings from Socrates and Seneca. I just am touched by them often, and this one is one that I really appreciate. I keep them in a note journal, actually, the ones such as this, so that as I go back on my notes, they will pop up. We would like things to go our way, no doubt. We'd like them to be easy. We wish there were fewer mistakes and fewer obstacles, fewer opponents. We complain that it happens this way by cursing our misfortune, failing to realize that this is exactly the way it's supposed to be. In his fascinating new book on Canadian wildfires, John Valiant, also, if you haven't read The Tiger, You're Missing Out, explains that fire is the principal mechanism by which the forest purges and regenerates itself, to the point that the cones of several keystone conifer species, including the black spruce, will not drop their seeds unless they are heated to temperatures unachievable by sunlight alone. As it happens, Seneca said the name was true of us. As fire proves gold, he explained, so adversity proves men. He said that he actually pitied the person who has not been knocked down and bloodied in the ring, because they simply don't know what they're capable of, because they haven't been tested. Their true capacities will always remain unknown. And so it goes for us. The obstacles are not impediments. They are opportunities. They're not holding us back. They are fueling us and unlocking our potential and showing us moves that would not be possible otherwise. Our adversity is our advantage. Our trials set us up for triumphs. If we let them, if we endure and absorb them, then the obstacle becomes the way. Love that. Love that Stoic kind of logic and advice. I feel like you kind of live that kind of
love
life.
It. I love that.
Run from obstacles.
No, you're like the buffalo that goes through the storm, you know, get to it quicker. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I thought about the other day, it's odd how we look at life sometimes. When you're born into a difficult life, you try to make your life easier. So you kind of inherently have to have the mindset, I'm going to use these challenges to make my life better, which along with that comes easier. That's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. And then when you're born into an easy life, if you don't have the attitude, I need to find difficulty in my life so I don't become comfortable in the easy, you get too much. So if you're born into a bad life and get the mindset, I'm getting stuck there, and not that can be an advantage too. Mm-hmm. Born into difficulty can be a way to get to be a better life. Born into comfort can be a curse if you don't try to find difficulty. So that balance, no matter where you're born, is either a curse or a benefit. It all depends on how you look at it. Either it can be a prison or it can be the door to an opportunity. It depends on how you see those two things.
I so agree with you. And part of when we see people who have lived an entitled life, it's obvious that they've never been tested, and they don't end well.
But real quick, and I know you got to wrap it up here, but don't you? I admire people in my life, and I don't have many of them because most people have a lot of difficulties. Two things: even if it looks like someone's born into privilege, they have difficulties. Cancer gets every family. Mm-hmm. Death gets every family. Loss gets every family. Internal voices get everybody. But also, if you can be born into privilege and maintain a positive, down-to-earth, I admire. Mm-hmm. That's a struggle too.
That is.
I'm telling y'all, everybody's like, oh, they have no idea. Well, a lot of times they don't have an idea, but it's also a struggle to somehow find difficult things in your life. We've got friends that have a lot of money. They were born into money, but they go to the gym on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. They take those trips that make them self-sustaining out into nature. They do things. They try to help people in difficult situations. They seek out things to keep them grounded because they know that it is a dangerous road just to sit back in comfort.
That is so true.
And so either one you're born into, I think, is either, like I said, it's either a prison or a door.
Bingo.
Yeah.
I do remember my dad always felt that enough money would keep him from suffering. And so I remember him and my stepmother at many times at a restaurant, and someone would come in on a walker or with a cane like I had for some time. And my stepmother would turn to him and say, "Ed, tell us we'll never be like that." And he would say, "We'll never be like that." Well, guess what?
Yes.
Time had its way.
Yeah, you just buy a better cane.
That's what money allows you to do. Buy a better, exactly.
Clint. That's it.
That's excellent. Yeah. Now, the thing is, my dad ended up really evolving into the fact of the reality of life. And then at this last couple years, he embraced it.
Yeah.
He found such pleasure in the smallest of things.
Yeah.
He didn't need to have that superficial fantasy idea of we're going to protect ourselves because we have money.
He didn't
always have money. He came up very poor, worked very hard, made a lot, lost it all, had to rebuild again. So that is what taught him a lot of great lessons. Well, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com, and we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell and all the staff at Nutrition World and Ed Jones, myself from Nutrition World, have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.